How's everybody doing tonight? You look fantastic. I love your hair. Can you believe it? I'm already asking something of you. I'm sorry. But it's my and Marty's niece's birthday today. She's 12. Yes, and she is a musician and a singer. Mia, she's excellent, so I wanted to know if you guys would sing happy birthday to Mia and let me do a video and text her. And she can go to school and show all her friends tomorrow. So Mia, happy birthday Mia. That's who we're doing this to. You guys ready? Can Molly handle this? Okay, would you believe I forgot to push the record button? Just kidding. I did it right. You guys were fantastic. Thank you.
We did good work.
Well, we are the Dixie Chicks, and then we're going to attempt to entertain you this evening.
It's okay when there's nothing more to say to me. Thank you. Thank you.
like you all may recognize that this is the first tour where we've ever done a costume change. Yes. Before we were wearing black and white, and now we're in white and black. Probably wondering who is the mastermind behind that fantastic. There's this guy down here on the end I want to introduce. This is Flat Ronnie. If you know who Flat Ronnie is, let me hear a hey now. What? Hit him with a hey! Patty wrote Truth Number Two and Top of the World and I'm Gonna Let Him Fly. And she wrote us this next song, whether she knows it or not. And this is probably, well, it is my favorite song that we do during the show, but we just had to do this song for two Florida audiences, and that was very odd. When you hear this song, I think you'll understand why. But they had a good sense of humor about it. They took it in stride. Roll my bed onto a train. the album we've listened to more backstage on this tour than any other is Beyonce's Lemonade. Yes. And every night, right before we come out here, we listen to, okay, ladies, now let's get in formation. We all line up and get in formation. The military. And so we just had to do one Beyonce song. It had to happen. So here's the Dixie Chicks doing some Beyonce.
Wait. Longer than any guy ever has. On guitar, Keith Sewell.
Xavier Escalera.
Horse down!
On all the keyboards tonight and blowing into that horny thingy, Mr. John Ginty! And that's Marty, and that's Emily. And they worked up a hip-hop dance number for you guys this tour. And it wasn't good, it wasn't good. I mixed that and said, let's do a bluegrass instrumental instead. Well, how about that, El King? She's one of the coolest things we've seen in a long time.
Yeah!
I'm so honored and grateful to have her out with us on this last leg of the tour. And, against her better instincts, she's agreed to come out and sing a song with us. Got an amazing voice, and possibly, dare I say, the only woman in music with balls bigger than mine. It's true. We dropped our pants the other night and checked. Hers are bigger. But we decided to record this next song about over 15 years ago. At that point, we were one baby in, and I remember feeling really attached to the line, "I'm getting older too." Yes. And to imagine I was only 22 at the time. Maybe. Now we're nine babies in. And that line's just irritating, really. But Stevie Nicks wrote a beautiful song, nonetheless. And here's one of them. Wild Child.
Thank you.
fantastic time. And we hope you don't wait another 10 years before you invite us back.
Who doesn't know what I'm talking about? Who's never left home? Who's never struck out? To find a dream of your own. The bass in the clouds of the nation of stone. You can see it, they will follow. A young girl's dreams no longer follow. But what it holds for her, she hasn't yet.
well. Whole day in July. I'm afraid of you. But I love that you made the four signs for us. You can pretend this next song is Whole Day in July.